It's the last 100 days.
In a world where we're constantly told to consume, regaining control can feel like a daily battle. Count every calorie. Eat slowly, only when you're actually hungry. Understand your inner chimp. Keep your journey front of mind, and together we'll develop a better relationship with food. This is hashtag 365.
I almost can't believe I'm saying this, but here we are on day 265 of hashtag 365. This is where things start to get incredibly real. The last 100 days is upon us. About 14 weeks to go, 27 pounds to lose. That's almost 2 pounds a week, every single week from now until the end, consistently. And he's gonna take absolutely everything. Everything, every scrap of effort I've got left. Every lesson that I've learned, every realization that I've come across, everything needs to be front of mind every single day. As I push that weight down and get to my goal. This is hashtag 365. My name's Alex Baker. What a journey it's been so far. Learned so much. God, it's going to take everything. Let's have a look at those realizations again, shall we? Calorie creep wants to ruin your day. When you're counting calories, you need to put every single thing you put in your mouth in your calorie counter. Every single thing. Every dip of a ketchup, every dip of mayonnaise, every scrape of butter, everything has to go in. Because calorie creep wants to ruin your day, and it will. It will ruin your weight loss journey. Food is not my friend. Another realization that I had. Or better put, unhealthy food is not my friend. Been learning to nourish my body, to eat well, to eat things that sustain you and actually add to your existence rather than detract from it. Being hungry is actually okay. Something else I've realized. In Western society, in the modern age, we've always got like a paralyzing fear of hunger. Second you feel hungry, you start eating. But it's okay to feel hungry. You know, not starving, obviously, but being hungry is all right. Another realization, I eat so fast. And I realized recently that perhaps I eat so fast because there's like an underlying shame to when I eat. You know what I mean? Like, when I'm eating food that I know I shouldn't eat, I smash it down really quick because I'm almost a bit embarrassed about it. And I eat so fast. Another realization, this came from Paul McKenna. Eat when you're actually hungry. You know? Rather than eating because you feel emotional or because you're bored or because you're procrastinating or because you want to change your mental state for some reason, those aren't reasons to eat. Eat because you're hungry. Total game changer. Another thing I realized, the importance of routine. The magic power of water. Half the time when you think you're hungry, you're just thirsty. And also that kind of thing that linked into the shame thing I was talking about before. The fact that healthy people can enjoy food with no guilt. You can eat your pizza without even feeling worried about it because you don't do it all the time because you're healthy. No refined sugars, no silly processed food, strictly monitoring my calories, walking, getting my steps away, keeping an eye on that chimp of mine, learning his tactics. My chimp has been going crazy at me today. My chimp is literally losing its shit today. Telling me to eat burgers. It's like, eat burgers. I can't even begin to describe to you the amount of weird, stupid chimp excuses I've had in my brain today. Oh, you know, it'll be good for you because you haven't had anything like that in ages, and you've got to have a treat sometimes, Alex. You know, going into the 100 days, you've got to have a treat. If it just feels like work all the time, you're less likely to succeed. Just shut up, chimp. Stop it. I don't want a burger. I don't need a burger. I've got a weigh-in tomorrow. I don't want to mess it up. I want to go into that weigh-in tomorrow feeling good about things. Stop trying to mess me up. There's so much to keep front of mind. And I'm just so stoked of how this journey's gone to date. And that you've been on this journey with me. Thank you so much. I can't tell you how much it means. And hopefully it's meant something to you as well. Had an incredible email from a friend of mine called Richard, who's been listening to the podcast. He's lost a stone. And what I like about Richard's email is he talks about how he's not doing it exactly like I'm doing it. He's not counting every calorie. He's not scrutinizing every single thing he eats, but he's just being mindful of it. He's just thinking about it more. And even that, and the routine of it, has helped him lose a stone, which is just amazing. So big up to you, Richard. I'll email you back soon, I promise. yeah, here we go. The last 100 days of hashtag 365. There is a mountain ahead. That's my chair. And it's a mountain I'm going to enjoy climbing with you. I'll see you tomorrow.